you know, English is international language, and basically you just use English in everywhere in the world. And so when you use it in a very high frequency, then you may have a better ability in mastering English.
So when you're talking to people, you know, when you're traveling, any fun things happen? You know, for example, did you guys do a lot of cultural exchange or anything?
Any funny thing when speaking English? You mean, are there any interesting things when speaking English?
Yeah, or things, you know, when you're traveling that just is so memorable to you.
And about English. Maybe I noticed one thing. Maybe it's not interesting, but it can arouse attention. People in European countries or other Asian countries, they don't care about their accent. But for Hong Kong people, it seems like they think American accent or British accent has a privileged position. In our European country, they don't have this kind of thought. Maybe this is kind of interesting thing by English.
So, but what do you think about this? Do you agree with people saying that, or do you have any other thoughts on, like, the superiority of accents? What are your thoughts on this issue?
I think because English is not my first language, it's very, very normal to have accents. So. And I don't think any of the languages are privileged against each other. Just like, it's very normal when you speak a second language, you don't care about its accent. I mean, language's usefulness just depends on how its ability to communicate with each other. I mean, as long as you can understand what you're talking about, then that's fine.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think it's more fair to other people if we just, you know, just treat language as a communication tool, as opposed to just, you know, people comparing to each other, right? So, have you read any other books or online articles related to traveling?
Traveling? Yeah, but it's seldom in English.
Okay.
I mean, the traveling articles are seldom in English.
So what about the, because we have a little poster here, and just sort of give you an idea of what you might have read, and just want to know, have you read any other magazines or books here?
Economist, and maybe those famous are novels, Harry Potter, Hunger Games, and National Geographic. Kindle is not a book, right?
Yeah, but it's just a tool for to read a book, so.
Or Wikipedia. Yeah, this kind of science. And
So, when you were reading The Economist or National Geographic, what was the reason you picked up, you know, this magazine and read?
No, because I study economics, and in secondary school I study geography. And but rather than academical intention, I'm kind of very interested in the content of that, and because this kind of magazine, they are very they have the authority in their aspect. Like, The Economist is the most famous magazine in economics.
So I think these magazines, they're pretty informative in what you're looking for, right? So do you remember any things that was so outstanding and remarkable that you've read in either of the magazines?
Oh, can't remember, because it's very informative, and when you look at it, then you get what you want, and then you will forget it. For other novels, maybe Harry Potter, you remember all the details in it, but for those information magazines, yeah.
So if I asked you, what do you like about Harry Potter? Would you be able to remember the details?
Harmony. I like the courage and the friendship among the main characters, and yeah, I like how the school culture, the build around Hogwarts, something like that.
So did you read the novel first, or did you watch the movie first for Harry Potter?
Movie.
So if, for example, nowadays we have an interesting movie and you also like, and if you like the movie, will you be interested to continue to read the novel?
Yeah, maybe. If I have time, I will read the book, but I think movies is always the first priority because they save a lot of time.
So, what about in geography? Was it really hard to read geography books because it is really informative?
Not really, but I mean the theory or knowledge deep in it may be difficult, but geography is surrounding us, and some of the phenomena we can catch it, yeah, without. Even if you don't have any background in geography, you can read it.